You're listening to a news story on the audio version of The Tie. Thanks for listening. The Tie is a nonprofit newsroom that is funded by our audience. So if you appreciate this article and you'd like to help us do more, head on over to support.thetie.ca and become a Tie builder. You choose the amount to give, and you can cancel anytime.
Two environmental activists convicted for civil disobedience. By Peter Fairley, May 3, 2024.
Two climate activists, who argued that the threat of climate change justified their efforts to block highways, banks, and airports, were convicted today in a Nanaimo court. Provincial Court Judge Ronald Lamperson rejected the precedent-setting defense of necessity from Melanie Murray and Howard Breen, which was based on their claim that the urgency of the climate crisis required them to break the law. "I've no doubt on the evidence that climate change constitutes an existential threat to life in Canada and everywhere else in the world," Lamperson said. "This fact is established by widely accepted current science and has been recognized by the Supreme Court of Canada." But Lamperson ruled the peril of climate change is not sufficiently imminent and unavoidable to justify the activism under Canadian law. Lamperson also ruled that Breen and Murray's actions were choices as opposed to the morally involuntary illegal acts that can be forgiven under Canadian law. He cited precedent from the BC Court of Appeal, which found in 2020 that acts of civil disobedience are unlikely ever to be excusable under Canadian law. Breen and Murray will likely be sentenced in June. While today's ruling is a disappointment for Breen and Murray, lawyers representing other activists say the trial has already broken legal ground and advanced the defense of necessity. Lamperson was the first Canadian judge to allow climate activists to present expert testimony in support of a necessity defense during the trial last August. Breen and Murray's lawyer, Vancouver-based attorney Joey Doyle, was able to introduce scientific evidence establishing the existential peril that climate change poses, as well as expert testimony on the role of civil disobedience in advancing justice in democratic societies. University of British Columbia philosophy professor Kimberly Brownlee testified that civil disobedience strengthens, rather than undermines, the rule of law.
Thanks for stopping by the Tie today. Anytime you're in the mood to listen to important stories written well, we'll be here. And if you'd like to keep independent media going strong, head over to thetie.ca and click on the Support Us button to pitch in. Finally, big thank you to all of our Tie builders who made this story possible.